News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. Thursday morning means it's time to check in with some of our COVID authorities, and we have Bob Koppel here from Ascensia Via Christi Hospital, where he is the president and CEO and is going to bring us up to date on a lot of things related to the hospital and throughout the community on our twice-weekly COVID updates. Bob, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Dave.
I think, is this the first time we talked to you in the new year?
It is.
It is. Yeah. Well, there's
on New Year's Eve last time.
It was. Well, there's been some interesting things. Obviously, you know, there's let's first talk about some numbers. We had, you know, quite a few more numbers that came in with the last report. And where are we now with, especially with Ascensia Via Christi?
So, locally, we start this morning. We've got 15 positive patients in our hospital. Two of them are in the ICU. The other 13 are up on our medical unit. You know, I think across the state, we've kind of started to see an increase. I think since, so the KDHE puts out data Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So between Monday and Wednesday, there was another 5,500 positive cases in the state. There was actually another 158 hospitalizations. And that's kind of that's the key metric in our world, because these are patients who tend to be with us for a while. And so that's, you know, a lot of people are always concerned about capacity. That's one of those indicators we watch, obviously, because that's meaning that we're starting to encroach into that available capacity. But, you know, overall for us here in Manhattan, our hospitalizations are definitely the last, it's probably what, been 7-9 days now. We've been running in the 15 to 16 number of positives. 16 is actually the highest number that we've had. And so continue just to watch that and, you know, encourage people to take precautions and make good decisions to help us slow the spread of this disease.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things that people can do is take advantage of the free testing, the Well Health testing, 9 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday, with the exception of holidays and Sundays. And, of course, you know, we have Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up then also. So that would be one to take into consideration that they won't be working then. But those are some things that are making big differences. Also, big differences are the vaccines. And before we got into our on-air discussion, Bob, you told me a statistic that surprised me, that we're on round number two for some of those early vaccinations.
Yeah, so we had our first group of staff and physicians who got their second vaccine yesterday. So that's, you know, again, kind of begins the process over. We have another clinic, another 70-some folks who will get their second vaccine tomorrow. And by end of day Monday, we'll be close to 300 people here in Manhattan and also at our facility in Wamego that will have had their second round vaccination. And the complete second round, because we have actually folks who were given the Pfizer vaccine. When we exhausted our supply of Pfizer, the state had provided us a supply of Moderna. So we now have folks with the Pfizer, it's a 3 weeks between first and second dose. With the Moderna, it's a 4 week time lag. So our last folks who got Pfizer, they will get their second dose on February 1st. At that point, we'll actually have 550 healthcare folks in Manhattan and Wamego who've had both doses.
Tell us about what that how that has impacted morale and maybe mental health amongst the staff at Ascensia Via Christi.
You know, I think it is. It's just a lift. I think one, you know, everybody's been ultra concerned about safety, and you know, not just for themselves but for their families and for their patients. Since March. And so this is like finally being able to do something that is a way to help protect and actually, again, to help kind of mitigate COVID. So I definitely think it's a huge positive. You know, I would share a couple of things. So one, just like every other group of people, we've got folks on our team with some reluctance to get the vaccine. And I have actually seen that shift hugely over the last 3 weeks. So I think some folks who maybe were reluctant at the beginning are actually now, they've already had their first dose. And I think part of it is just kind of actually seeing that it's happening. I think it's important for people in Manhattan to know. So our active medical staff, the physicians who have privileges at our hospital, 100% of them have been vaccinated either here or at another hospital. I mean, I think that's so important for people in the community. If you want some validation that this is a good thing that we should be doing, we point to our physicians, and 100% of them. I can say the same thing for my leaders, and we've got many departments that are at 100% of the staff have already been vaccinated.
Well,
so just, again, really encourage people to be, when it's available and it's an opportunity for you, want people to be thinking to do that.
You know, that's very encouraging. And I know that there have been a number of vaccinations in some of the senior care facilities. I saw some friends post pictures on Facebook that, you know, they were at Meadowlark Hills. They were receiving their first round of the vaccine. And that's an area where a lot of people who, you know, have family members that are living up there, it's really, really been a challenge for any kind of social activities, which is very important in those senior care facilities. And here again, another uplifting moment for many.
Yeah, so we, by next Tuesday, I believe all of our senior care congregate living facilities in our community, in our county, actually, will have had their first round of vaccination as well. And it's key, again, it's both the residents and the staff. And so that, actually, that's, can't tell you how much of a lift that is actually for our team too, because they know that these are at-risk folks nationally. You know, a huge proportion of patients and fatalities actually have been from congregate senior facilities, and so this again is a great way to hopefully just be able to really mitigate that and make sure that we just don't continue to see that happen. So that was very exciting, and those, it's again just some nuances. There's lots of different strategies being deployed to get people vaccinated. So in the case of our long-term care facilities, there's actually a contract with Walgreens. And they, as an organization, and this is Walgreens, CVS, and some other parties across the country have actually gotten contracts to do the vaccination for the long-term care facilities. And so it is, again, it's being rolled out actually fairly rapidly. I know there's been some concern about that, but I think on our side, you know, you kind of, a little more of the information, we're seeing a very stepwise, but also fairly aggressive timeline to get a lot of this stuff done.
We're visiting with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO. Some of the numbers that are coming out of the state are still rather disturbing and scary. We've had our first COVID deaths here in Riley County. But you're telling me, Bob, that the numbers of deaths in the state of Kansas are getting to scary numbers.
Yeah, so we're averaging now every day somewhere around 60 to 70 deaths across the state. And because we actually, you know, I believe we've surpassed our 3,000 now, which is very sobering. And again, you just have to kind of keep reiterating to folks the way we mitigate this or doing the social distancing, the masking, and the hand hygiene. And it really has to be done very consistently, in our case, across the state. We have had success locally. I mean, I think I've been in conversation with people over the last couple of weeks about, well, is it as bad as we thought it was going to be? Well, part of it is we're not done yet. But I do think we've been able to kind of slow and be successful in mitigation here locally somewhat. I mean, I'm still, obviously, we've had a number of very unfortunate situations. But, you know, again, just really encourage people to keep doing that. You know what? Everybody gets tired of this. Believe me, I work in a building full of people who are tired of wearing PPE. But you know what? We're going to keep doing it because it's the right thing to do, and this is how we help other people in our community. So we would just encourage everybody else to do the same.
Well, I understand that the governor is, we just recently passed the 3,000 death mark in Kansas, flags half staff in memoriam to those that have lost their lives due to COVID-19. But there seems to be some, and here we've used this phrase a lot, light at the end of the tunnel, especially with vaccines, and that's really important, especially in those senior care facilities, not to mention, you know, the health care facilities. But still, for the general public, we're still a few months away, aren't we?
You know, I think so. But, Dave, I'm actually pretty optimistic. I honestly believe, you know, up to now, the constraint has been, for one, just actually having the vaccine. So 3.5 weeks ago, that got resolved with the first product getting the emergency use authorization. The manufacturers are doing everything they can to create quantities of vaccine. And I really believe that over the next few weeks, we're going to be in a situation where we have more vaccine than we can actually deliver. Because it is a process. It takes time. It takes staff. It takes a lot of organization and coordination. And, you know, again, that's why it's so important that everybody, you know, in our case, it's Riley County Health Department and our Emergency Operations Center. They're the ones who are putting together our plan for our community. You know, when we got word here at our hospital, it was like almost to the day, 3 weeks before we received our first vaccine, that it's going to happen. Get your plan together. And our first shipment of our allocation of vaccine that we received, which was either on the 14th or the 15th of December, I can't remember which day it was actually three times what we were expecting. And so you immediately shift your planning. But on the 16th, we had our first clinic. On the 18th, our second. The 20th, our next one. And, you know, we immediately ramped up and used that first allocation that was three times what we were expecting by the 28th of the month. And, you know, I think it's just important we've got to have those plans in place, and the flexibility is you got to be able to roll with the punches a little bit. You know, I know Julie had commented about the fact that you don't always know what you're going to get, and that has been true for us over the last 3.5 weeks. We're grateful every time we get vaccine, and we've been able to put it to use, but you don't always have a whole lot of notice of this is what you're going to have to work with.
Bob, we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us this morning. We'll visit with you again next week. And keep up the good work, and best wishes again, and thanks to all those in the front of the attack on COVID-19 that are in the healthcare field. So we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week, and look forward to hopefully some more optimistic and positive remarks from you.